This weekend, the Bengalla Group 21 finals is into the preliminary final stage, and we're joined again by Chairman of Bengalla Group 21, Mr. Pete Holland. How are we doing, Pete?
Mate, not too bad. What a great first week of semi-finals it was. Some good crowds at both Muswellbrook and Scone.
Absolutely right. Saturday night was an absolute ripper between the Muswellbrook Rams and the Greta Brankston Colts, with the Colts coming out on top after a seesawing affair. Unfortunately, the next day wasn't exactly close.
No, it wasn't on the Sunday, but Saturday night was probably one of the best games of the season in first grade. And Greta Brankston now to take on the Demon Devils, who have a lot of soul searching, I guess, after being demoralised.
Indeed they do. This is the game that gets a team into the final, or it sends one to Mad Monday. It starts with the Monarch Blues tag at 10 a.m. Merriwar Magpies taking on the Singleton Greyhounds.
Yeah, Merriwar unlucky last week against Scone. They were
16 all at one point?
16 all, right up until about 10 or so minutes to go, and then Scone just ran out victors.
Mm-hmm.
Merriwar, yeah, they'll go well against Singleton, but Singleton, well done on them in getting their girls through to the prelim.
Yep.
And Aberdeen, I want to give a shout out to the Aberdeen girls, because for the first time in Aberdeen's history with league tag, it was the first time that the girls had ever made it through to semi-finals. So congratulations to Aberdeen. Seem to be doing things right.
Yeah, indeed. And they gave a good account of themselves last week. They certainly weren't blown out of the water by the Greyhounds.
Not at all. It was a cracker of a match. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed all of the games that were played on Saturday.
Under-18s, it's going to be Scone taking on South Newcastle. This will be an interesting one, because not too many people would have seen South Newcastle play.
Look, I've seen South play once this year, and it was against Scone, and it was an absolute cracker of a match. This under-18s competition has been a shining light this year for us, and taking on the teams from down the road in the Hunter Newcastle competition has been absolutely brilliant. We did try something last year where we had teams from Tamworth from Group 4, but that fell over because we just kept smashing them. But this has been a really close competition, and we've got Aberdeen already through in the 18s, through to the grand final, and again, Aberdeen, well done. Scone there battling to keep it as two Group 21 teams, but how good would it be to see a Newcastle team there, and nothing against Scone, trust me, but to see a Newcastle team there, and it'll just push for next year for the competition to keep going.
I was going to say exactly the same thing. Definitely nothing against the boys from Scone, but it would be fun to see the Aberdeen Tigers, who are in rip-roaring form. They really took it to the thoroughbreds and earned their place in the grand final for under-18s. Now, reserve grade this weekend, it'll be the Aberdeen Tigers taking on Merriwar. Merriwar absolutely trounced the Colts last week. Can they keep it going into the grand final?
That is a very good question. Merriwar this season have been hot and cold in reserve grade. We're lucky to scrape into the top four to play semi-finals. Mm. So a big victory last Saturday, and they'll be looking to take care of Aberdeen, who finished in the top two.
Well, they were top of the table. Mm. They were the only non-Scone club to win a minor premiership this year, and then they stumbled at the first hurdle. So I'm sure they would like to come back for another shot at Scone in the grand final. And then, of course, we've got first grade Denman licking their wounds after a thumping last week, taking on the upstart Greta Brankston Colts, if you will. It's going to be a very interesting matchup.
It is going to be an absolute cracker of a match. If Greta Brankston can perform like they did last weekend against Muswellbrook, they're going to go a long way to maybe progressing through to the grand final. But Denman, as we've talked about, they've got a lot to play for. Their captain coach in Liam Fore, and he is retiring.
He wants to finish on a high note.
He does, and we spoke to him, of course, after the game last week in Scone. And, he was a shattered man, but like he said, it is really a mental game for his players this week.
Yep.
And hopefully they can all rally together and put in a great performance.
Bengalla Group 21 preliminary final on Sunday. Everything is happening out at Denman Oval. Monarch Blues tag starts at 10 a.m. First grade kicks off at 10 past 2. We'll be there broadcasting live from midday to bring you all the action of the game, thanks to DK Heavy Plant Services. Really looking forward to it. The weather looks like it's going to be perfect.
Well, it's meant to be 21 and pretty sunny, so I'm looking forward to calling this one on Sunday.
And I'm going to put the sunscreen on this week. Pete Holland, Chairman of the Bengalla Group 21, thank you very much for joining us, mate.
No worries, buddy.